Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number. If you want to be a part of the program, it's 800-941-SEAN, if you want to join us. Interesting new developments. We won't know a lot more until tonight, but Jim Biden, the brother of Joe Biden, is and has been being deposed before the various committees, the House Oversight Committee, House Oversight and Accountability Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. And apparently, according to my sources, and yes, we practice journalism, and yes, I'm a member of the press, and yes, we do investigative reporting, and yes, we give opinion, but we're honest about it, unlike the other liars and frauds and the mob and the media. We give opinion. They do, but they never admit it or acknowledge it and claim I'm a journalist. No, you're not. You're a left-wing political hack with an agenda, but you can't be honest about your agenda. Just be honest. People will respect you more. And we do, you know, other things, sports, culture, you name it. We talk about it all. Anyway, so brother Jim of Joe Biden goes before these two committees today. I have gotten some insight as to a little bit of what's been going on. And basically, the long and short of it is Jim is coming off as a very old person with faulty memory issues. I'm like, of course he's going to have faulty memory issues. Of course he's going to claim he's old. Gives this whole, you know, diatribe. He had a statement that he released. And, you know, I'm being interviewed by the House of Representatives Oversight and Judiciary Committees as part of their purported inquiry to determine whether there is sufficient evidence to impeach my brother. And let me digress for a second. I know there are some people saying, Hannity, what about people like Ken Buck out in Colorado, the Republican that wouldn't even vote for the impeachment of Mayorkas and some of the others? I don't know what Mike Gallagher is thinking. I don't know what Tom McClintock is thinking, but you got to do things in life because they're the right thing to do sometimes and not worry about what the outcome is going to be. And I think this is one of those moments. And he goes on to say, I've had a long career in business ventures. Joe Biden has never had any involvement or any direct or indirect financial interest in those activities. None. Well, the House Oversight Committee takes issue with a lot of this. Now it goes on to talk about his background, how much he loves his brother, how he helped his brother first get elected to the Senate. It talks about his background, his career, spanning industries, insurance, financial services, hospitality, energy, healthcare, affordable housing, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on and on. And then he gives a little bit of an explanation about the LLCs, and he takes issue with the fact that you know, some people have claimed it's a shell company. Well, that's what House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has said over and over again. Nor is it a holding company. Rather, it is what I understand to be a typical corporate structure used by many people who are consultants or otherwise self-employed. Not only does an LLC provide certain legal advantages, but a corporate name can also add some gravitas to a business operation. Okay, but this is the problem, and what James Comer has said in many interviews with us, including on this program, is that they don't appear to have served any other business function. Yes, LLCs are real. I own LLCs. And in my LLCs, actually, there's real money invested in real businesses with all of the legal, you know, characterizations as one might have. Now, if an LLC, as James Comer is claiming, only seems to be used as a means of funneling money from one account to another account into the, bank account of a grandchild, one has to wonder, what did the grandchild do to earn that money? And then the issue, of course, the biggest issue is about Joe Biden himself, because Joe Biden, we know, is a liar. Joe Biden lied repeatedly. He lied as a candidate, and he has since lied as president, that he never talked to his son, his brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business dealings. Okay, now we're getting to the heart of the matter. And then, in fact, Devin Archer blows this case wide open. Well, in fact, he did lie about this issue, and he can recall 20 separate examples, 20, where Hunter Biden was with foreign business associates, and yes, that he was on the calls, and that Joe Biden was the brand, as also corroborated by the testimony of Tony Bobulinski, the big guy, money set aside for him, and that, yes, he had meetings with Joe Biden that he was a part of. Now, are all these people lying? I guess that's going to be up one day to a court for a court to decide, or somebody to decide. And I know that with the limited majority in the House, some people are upset. Republicans may get all this information that is quite damning that would have resulted in 15 Trump impeachments, and it points out the double standard. Anyway, here's an example.
How involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there?
The only thing they can do is make up things about my family. It's not going to go very far.
There's this testimony now where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them talking business. Is that what?
I never talked business to anybody. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
Well, why is that a lousy question?
President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There will be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings? Yes, I stand by that statement.
So it's been reported, and you have said that there were occasions when Joe Biden would call in with clients present on a speakerphone.
Right.
How many times do you think that happened?
I mean, over a 10-year partnership, I would, the number I'm going with is 20. That's probably the amount that I kind of record. Yeah, a lot.
Joe Biden, then the sitting vice president, knew that there were Hunter's business associates in the room.
Yeah, I think I can definitively say at particular dinners or meetings, he knew there were business associates, and if I was there, I was a business associate too. Yeah. So I think, or if, you know, any of the other colleagues from the D.C. office or the New York office were there. So, yeah, at times there were. From the, completely clear on the calls, I don't know if it was an orchestrated call-in or not. It certainly was powerful, though, because, you know, if you're sitting with a foreign business person and you hear the vice president's voice, that's prize enough. I mean, that's pretty impactful stuff for anyone.
That's pretty impactful. Biden was the brand, Devin Archer further went on to say in all of this. And again, a lot of that corroborated by Tony Bobulinski, who himself met with Biden, discussed these issues, according to his testimony. And we're going to have a lot of this made public again over time. So how is it that the media in this country, the mob, because they have a mob mentality right now, the mob mentality is to protect Joe Biden. The irony is the New York Times is even saying that the White House is very upset. They're upset with even their allies in the media mob. The left-wing media in this country has been nothing but an extension of what is the Biden press office. That's all they have been. They're not doing investigative reporting. You know, what do they know about? Well, if he never met with his foreign business partners, then how do you explain the Russian oligarch Elena Baturina and others meeting with Joe Biden and having dinner at Cafe Milano? I've never been there. Sounds like a very fancy place. Sounds like it might be fun to visit. No, I've never been there. But why was Joe Biden meeting with foreign business partners of Hunter? Then, of course, the two big issues. Let's stay with the fundamentals here and not expand out, because we have issues involving Russia, China, Kazakhstan, Romania, Mexico, Ukraine, all of them. And we have now, they've been able to, according to James Comer, find $20 million plus in business. They haven't even gotten to the bottom of all this, because in large part, a lot of the information that they have subpoenaed and requested has not been turned over. I can't wait till tonight, because on Hannity, we're going to have Jim Jordan and James Comer on the program, and we're going to learn a lot more about James Biden's testimony. I mean, it almost sounds, I call it a syndicate, it almost sounds like everybody's all of a sudden going to have amnesia. Reminds me of all these like mob leaders that, you know, would show up in court in their pajamas and act like they didn't know what time of day it was, where they were, why they were there. And it was an act. So everyone's going to have faulty memories now. But we do have enough evidence. Joe Biden, in his own words, bragging that he leveraged $1 billion in taxpayer money to get a prosecutor fired, who, in fact, was investigating Burisma Holdings, an energy conglomerate in Ukraine. And that is as a result of his firing and insistence that this guy get fired or you don't get $1 billion. Well, Hunter continued to get paid. Now, why is that important? Hunter on Good Morning America admits he has no background or experience in energy or Ukraine. Well, why are you paying that guy millions of dollars? Would any of you out there like that kind of gig? I would imagine you probably would. Or Elena Baturina's $3.5 million deal with Hunter and his businesses. According to Devin's testimony, Devin Archer, what, $100 million more invested in a real estate venture? Really? Or the fact, if you look at the timeline, as has been confirmed to this program, on this program, on television by James Comer, October of 2015 becomes official Obama administration policy to, in fact, give $1 billion in loan guarantees. They felt that Ukraine had made enough progress on issues that of concern, like previous corruption, and that it was Joe's job. He was in charge of Ukraine. And 5 days before he goes to leverage $1 billion, lo and behold, Comer and his committee discovered that there was a phone call with Burisma executives, Joe Biden, who never once spoke to Hunter and his foreign business partners, when they were in Dubai together. And it was 5 days later that he leveraged $1 billion. That was $1 billion that had already been approved with multiple agencies, a multi-agency conclusion that they were going to give $1 billion in loan guarantees. That was their official policy. It doesn't erase Hunter's laptop from hell. It doesn't erase the WhatsApp message. I'm sitting here with my father, and we're wondering why you haven't kept your commitment. And between everybody he knows, my ability to hold a grudge. That, and I'll say this to everybody in this room, I had nothing to do with Hunter's business dealings. That just kills my throat when I do it. I don't know why. And lo and behold, you know, a few days later, according to James Comer's committee, they found $5 million from the CEFC. What is the CEFC? Well, that is the Chinese energy conglomerate. Again, no experience in energy. It's not like he acquired it. So at a time when Hunter is addicted to hard drugs, admittedly, admits he has no experience. Now he's getting paid millions and millions of dollars from countries like China, and Russia and Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Romania, Mexico. But don't worry, none of this has anything to do with anybody. You know, James Biden says in recent years, I have seen Mr. Bob Alinsky in the news, and his appearances have only strengthened my early observations about his honester character and motivations. In my opinion, it is clear Mr. Bob Alinsky was angry about not being included in the Hudson West 3 deal. Oh, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to trash. We're going to trash the witnesses. Well, let's see what Tony Bob Alinsky thinks of that and how he's going to react. Well, anyway, so we're going to see over time. But know this, going into all this, is he lied. You know, how much money did they make from selling access to Joe the brand? You know, what did the Biden family, what did they do? What services did they offer? How much money did Joe get? According to Hunter's laptop, you know, he was tired of giving half of his income to pops and, you know, asking people, what account should I pay my father's home repairs from? How many business associates ultimately did Joe speak to and meet with? How would the transfer of the business? What do the grandchildren do for this? Do they know that Hunter was addicted to crack cocaine at the time while selling access to Joe? You know, what was the first year that you gave money to Joe Biden? What about all these loans? Can you bring us the official loan agreement so we can take a look at it? You know, is Joe the big guy? You know, it's just, there's so many questions. And, you know, I'm not really worried so much about the outcome. Well, now you see that the FBI informant, well, the Christopher Steele was a trusted FBI informant. The 1023 form, that was a part of it, not the biggest part. It's interesting where this is coming from. It's all being orchestrated by radical leftists that left high-ranking positions at the most radical left-wing organizations to run defense for Joe Biden. I mean, that's going to be amazing to reveal at some point, too. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, more on this tonight when we find out what Jim Biden said before the Judiciary and the Oversight Committee tonight, as they both will join us. I'm getting very, very pissed off at this narrative that Democrats, well, a couple of narratives they want to push. Number one is that Republicans, that it's their problem. They're responsible because I've done everything I could do, and I don't know what else I can do. Joe Biden is actually out there peddling, and along with Alejandro Mayorkas in terms of their open border policies. We've gone over this again and again. I can't stand the lying about it. And the idea that they're trying to project out an outright falsehood and lie, Joe Biden doesn't need any congressional effort at all as it relates to the border. He can, with a stroke of a pen, he could fix the issues at our border by reinstating the policies that work. Now, this dovetails into this new narrative. And that all has to do with the funding for Ukraine. And I have great sympathy for the Ukrainian people. And I'll take it a step further. I think they have fought valiantly. I mean, the country, sadly, because of a maniacal, you know, thug, brutal, murdering dictator by the name of Vladimir Putin. That's what he is. You know, decided to invade a sovereign country. Rather than if he thought that he had rights to the Donbas region, whatever it happened to be, they annexed Crimea, 2014, Donbas, they think it's theirs. They think the whole country is theirs. They've tried to get the entire country, including Kyiv. But I'm just tired of this narrative that any Republican that said, no, we've got to secure our borders first, and we've got to get our budget in balance first, is somehow labeled in the mob, the media, as responsible for what Vladimir Putin is doing. Because I don't know many conservatives that don't see Putin for who he is. People are smart. They understand what happened with Ukraine. It's not that complicated. We know that he invaded an innocent country. My deepest sympathies. I'm a little furious, as per usual, that the continent of Europe, they want the United States to end up funding the war effort. And they frankly have not done enough, in my opinion, in terms of their own contributions to this conflict, when they're the ones that are in the most danger if Putin is successful. But with all that said, America did, in fact, already give $75 billion. Now, I understand that they're running out of weaponry. I understand that Putin wants that to happen. I understand all of that. All of that could probably be resolved tomorrow if Democrats would simply agree to bring back the Stay in Mexico policy, continue building the border wall, and if they're going to spend more money, they have to find some areas in our budget to cut because we cannot sustain the current trajectory we are on economically, which is $34 trillion in debt, soon to be $48 billion in debt. We'll get into some of the latest, you know, economic news, but the very soon interest now is going to surpass the entire budget of our Defense Department if this crazy spending continues. Now people seem to want to use this as some type of political narrative with the death of Alexei Navalny. I mean, I feel terrible for this guy. Do I think Putin killed him? Absolutely, I think he did. Has he killed other political opposition leaders? Yes, he has. You know, after falling ill by the poisoning in 2020 on a flight to Moscow, well, Navalny literally was rushed to a hospital in Germany where his wife, you know, hugged him, and he later defiantly returned to Russia only to be put in jail. His demise was sudden, mysterious. My understanding is prison video cameras, they just happened to be disconnected beforehand. Wow. Didn't the same thing happen with Jeffrey Epstein? It's amazing how prison cameras break at just the most inappropriate times. The time of death is suspiciously murky. His body apparently showed damning evidence of bruises and convulsions. He was allegedly poisoned by Putin before, as I just mentioned. And Navalny also had appeared fine on camera only a day before he was killed. And state media suggested a blood clot is another red flag. And we don't know where the body is. His corpse was transported from the penal colony where he had been serving as, you know, decades long prisoner. And apparently his lawyer and mother were barred from viewing his body there, prompting supporters to accuse the Kremlin of a cover up. Well, that would be a likely conclusion, knowing what you're dealing with and knowing a history of, you know, poisoning and killing and murder that Putin is involved in. I mean, that's just who he is. Now, you know, a couple of things that America needs to start thinking about as it relates to foreign aid, because we can't afford it. That's just let's cut to the chase here. You know, I've got economic numbers here and none of them are good, and we can't afford. New economic data now has analysts backing off the soft landing predictions that they were making, with, you know, inflation now up 300% from this time last year. That's a pretty good indicator that we're not having a soft landing. You know, economists now are cutting their projections for first quarter gross domestic product. Goldman Sachs shifted the forecast, you know, from 2.9 to 2.3%. The Atlanta Fed, they moved it down from down to 2.9 from 3.4%. Goldman now projects core personal consumption expenditures, excluding, you know, the very volatile food and energy categories, increasing again. That's more inflation, although Joe Biden is now trying to blame manufacturers and businesses. They're charging too much. They're overcharging. No, that's not the reason. By the way, your IRS is warning your refunds will be much lower this year. What a shock. But interest costs on the national debt is now on a trajectory to exceed defense spending this year alone. And the Fed and their interest rate hikes have made the federal debt that much more costly. I don't know why they didn't give 30-year fixed rate mortgages when Trump was president. That might have been smarter. You know, the U.S. government's mounting debt, you know, now they're predicting it's going to be $48 trillion. How do we recover from that? And on top of this, now we have something that's almost guaranteed to kill the economy, and that is, all right, $6 trillion in taxes on the November ballot, because $4 trillion in tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts, will expire in 2025, and Biden's been adding $2 trillion in additional burdens and expenditures. In other words, we can't afford all of this. Europe needs to bear the brunt. one of the smartest things and proposals, and I remember this long before Donald Trump ever announced that he was going to run for president, and we had long conversations. I was doing my own vetting of him. I was very dubious if he was a conservative. We had these long conversations, and he was so passionate about, well, one of the things we could have done if we weren't so stupid, meaning as a policy country, if we're going to be involved in liberating Iraq and they have all of this money, it's called oil, why don't they pay us back that way? Now, one thing that I think if any foreign aid, if you're going to have it, and even in the case of our closest ally, Israel, Israel right now needs the weaponry. And you could give it to them as a loan and they could pay it back over time or pay it back, you know, in terms of energy production and all sorts of rules. But we don't think outside the box that way. And this is the same with Ukraine. But for Republicans to say that they want the border secure first does not make them a Putin puppet. And that's been the narrative that people are putting out there. And that is absolutely fundamental. It's just a lie at its core, as so many other lies are told on a daily basis that never get called out. You know, but with all that said, you can't get away from the fact that Joe Biden owns the disastrous border policies of his, the disastrous economic condition we're in. I don't know if you saw him yesterday. You know that he started using the small stairs to get up Air Force One, the back of the plane, not the front of the plane, because he just doesn't, you know, they don't have any confidence that he can even get up the plane anymore, just like they didn't have confidence he could do a simple Super Bowl interview, which is like the easiest interview any president would ever do. There's a report in the New York Times that the Secret Service has now apparently created a new position on the presidential travel team, and that is a special agent in charge of catching Joe Biden before he falls. You know, the way he walks to the presidential aircraft is apparently subject, according to the New York Times, to careful management. And the president started taking a short flight of stairs directly into the belly of Air Force One after he tripped and fell again and again and again, and then tripped and fell over the sandbag at the commencement ceremony that past year. What was that? I think that was at the Naval. No, it was the Air Force Academy. No, it was the Naval Academy. And a recent poll by NBC News shows half of Democratic voters say that they have concerns about his health. And apparently that is frustrating the Biden, you know, White House, that people see what they see. What do you want us to unsee it and act like, you know, the mob and the media? It's unreal. Also,
Sean,
documents.
I know you were very busy, you know, yesterday, but Ethan and I.
Nobody has any idea how busy I was.
No idea. I did a
10-hour shoot yesterday in, well, it's a long
story. In the desert.
I'll announce it at the right time.
But I think you could say the desert.
By the way, people think I'm off, and our friend Mark Simone filled in, and I'm always grateful to Mark. He's such a good
Actually,
guy.
Actually, Mark made a big announcement, and he said, what? Our friend Sean Hannity is not here today. And the reason that he is not here today is because he's taking a well-deserved day working somewhere else.
Is that what he said?
He made it very clear to the audience that you were not here, but you were working somewhere else. So everybody knew that you weren't out, you know, golfing or having like the time of your life, that you were actually working and okay. You did work.
I haven't picked up a golf club. I played like 3 times in 5 years. Oh, my friend, when are you going to play golf again? I'm like, I don't have time. I work all the time. But
this,
that was nice of Mark. I did make it on TV last night. I don't know if you noticed.
I did see that. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, that's impressive. But
I will explain in due time what yesterday was about. It's actually pretty cool.
But I will say, so Ethan and I were in the studio yesterday and we were looking, and Ethan goes, he goes, look, there's the stair man. And I go, what's that? He goes, you know, the guy, he watches the stairs. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, no, they hired this guy, and that's what he does.
Yeah.
So we were fascinated.
Yeah.
We're watching him. It's very funny when you watch him because you realize how important his job is. And even with him there, he tripped twice up the steps, the short steps, not the big steps, the short steps.
The short steps.
He tripped.
They put him on the baby
twice.
Steps.
Yeah, and he still can't do it. And I'm like, Commander in chief, my ass. Okay.
By the way, everybody wants these sneakers. I've had people asking me to get them sneakers of Donald Trump.
Oh, the gold sneakers. We talked about that, too. We were saying, what was it, Ethan? $45,000 on eBay?
They are for sale on eBay for $45,000.
I saw that. I saw it. Can you believe that? It's insane.
No. No. Yeah,
but I have a guy, I have a, one of my producers on TV, you know who he is, Robert.
I'll just give out his first name.
He is a, oh my God, he's a sneaker freak. And I'm like, well, and they're actually pretty cool. You know who else loves them is Charles Payne. And I'm like,
I do love sneakers too. They are very cool. But I mean, I wouldn't pay $45,000 for shoes, period.
Oh, okay. Nobody in their right mind would pay $45,000. But 100%. I think they went for $1,000 retail. But I mean,
no, they were like
$399.
Yeah, they're $300-$400.
You know, I'll ask if there's going to be another run, but I can't get special consideration. Are you kidding? I'd be put in jail for the rest of my life.
Listen, I think if you start sporting some gold Trumpies, I think you're going to get a lot of attention. That's all I'm going to say. And you love sneakers, you really Sean. It could be a good look for you.
Yeah, I've kind of changed a little bit. They're kind of like sneakers, but they look like shoes. Those sneakers, yeah, I've always loved them my whole life. Starting when I got my first pair of Converse. Oh, yeah, by the way, the New York PD riots cops were called to quell the illegal immigrant melee at Randall's Island. So, it's you know, Donald Trump gets, you know, all these fines, but if you beat the hell out of cops, nothing happens to you. You get out of jail in mere minutes, no bail. You get to flip the bird to New York on your way to California to the sanctuary state where you get free health care. But yeah, he did slip on the baby stairs. Trump did, in his interview with Laura Ingraham last night, confirm a list of names floated to be on the vice presidential short list. And and it includes Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Governor Ron DeSantis, which I'm glad to hear. I did not like those two fighting because they were friends. I asked them one time, I said, what happened? And I don't know. It sounds like maybe they worked out their differences. I hope so. I think we have Governor DeSantis on tonight. If he does, I'm going to ask. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is a number. You want to be a part of the program. We do have all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly coming up. We'll talk to him, and we'll talk to President Trump's attorney on their appeal in that massive, you know, civil case in New York, which they absolutely must appeal because Mar-a-Lago is not worth $18 million. Closer to a billion. I know that's insane, but it's just a fact. Go look at real estate, oceanfront, intercoastal real estate in Palm Beach. It'll blow your mind. It's crazy. All right, well, when we come back, all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, straight ahead. Born from the tragedy of 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they made a promise to ensure that we never forget. And since then, they have been committed to supporting America's heroes and their families. And that's heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook. Now, Michael Hook was killed in Iraq when his helicopter was shot down. Now, he had enlisted in the military after graduating high school. He left behind a pregnant fiance who gave birth to a son that sadly he would never meet. And thanks to the generosity of listeners like you, Tunnel to Towers was able to pay off their mortgage on their family home. And that relieved the financial burden and brought that family stability. This is what they do every day. They help Gold Star and fallen first responder families, as well as our nation's catastrophically injured heroes. And they also help homeless veterans. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity and commit to $11 a month. You do it by going to their website, letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We
have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.